Lucy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. While we've all been consumed with coronavirus, a different kind of virus popped up in Washtenaw County recently. Additionally, those in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti are going to have the opportunity to pick up some free at-home COVID test kits, particularly for the unvaccinated. That's just some of the public health news we'll cover for you today. Joining us with the latest is Susan Ringler-Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And thank you for the time again today, Susan. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good morning.
I know I was a little taken aback yesterday when word of another virus hit the news, and right here in Washtenaw County. Fortunately, while serious, this is not something that poses a tremendous public health threat, correct?
Correct. This is a rare infection, hantavirus, and it is, in fact, one of the first that's been detected in Michigan, first human case. So that's comforting, but it is also a reminder that when we have encounters with wildlife, in this case rodents, in many instances, there's some precautions that can and should be taken. And when we're talking about mice infestations, there is potential for the urine or droppings or bites to spread disease. Care is taken with those encounters. You know, you can do a lot to prevent that.
Now, the woman involved has not been identified, but as I understand it, she is now out of the hospital. Is that correct?
Correct. The individual, this is, again, as you said, a potentially very serious pulmonary infection. The individual was hospitalized, but thankfully is now released and recovering.
While this is not something we believe is spread person to person, for those who may contract hantavirus, there is a 40% fatality rate, so it is to be taken seriously. Do we have any data letting us know how significant a problem rodent infestation is in Washtenaw County?
You know, we don't have good data, but we can say, and this was, you know, something one of our state experts relayed to us, you know, encounters with rodents and particularly mice are very common. They're around, right? But yet this infection is not common. So that's something to keep in mind and to be comforted with. And in this case, this situation was an unoccupied residence that was being cleaned out. So it may well have been an extreme case of a large infestation, lots of potential material in terms of urine, droppings, nesting material that likely became airborne, like moved into the dust and air as the individual was cleaning. And then that's how the transmission of disease likely happens.
I am assuming, because people have been in contact with the woman who was stricken with this hantavirus, that we know the address of the uninhabited dwelling, where she was working when she contracted it. Ultimately, the owner of the property would be responsible for proper cleanup. Has that person or company been identified?
We are working with state and federal health authorities, you know, to make sure that this is happening, you know, properly. One of the first questions that we're asking, of course, is potential risk to surrounding areas. And we're getting hopefully some better information on that. But certainly if there is determined to be potential risk for nearby residences in terms of maybe contacting those infected mice, we'll definitely be reaching out to them and providing some additional information. Now, that's kind of the bad news. The good news is that guidance and information is really the same for everyone, right? If you see either rodents in your house or evidence of them, like droppings, then you need to follow those instructions to make sure you're first keeping them out of the house. And then if there's potential contamination in the house, that you're cleaning that properly. And that basically includes making sure you ventilate the area before working in it and saturating or wetting down areas where there's excrement or urine with a disinfectant first. And then, of course, using gloves, rubber or nitrate gloves when you're actually cleaning up.
And to be completely unfair to you and stepping out of your realm a little bit, have you heard any discussion about whether or not fines or penalties could be levied to the owner or responsible party for allowing the situation to develop?
It's not looking, you know, this is not a situation that, where it seems like there was neglect or, you know, negligence in any way. You know, it's an unfortunate situation and obviously one that led to some serious illness. So at this point, it seems as though there's very much a collaborative effort, you know, between officials as well as the owners of the property to get it cleaned up and taken care of and mitigate any potential additional risk.
We're talking with Susan Ringler-Soniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. And to turn our attention back to COVID-19, the state reports infection rates are down significantly since April. What is the vaccination rate in Washtenaw County right now?
Yeah, we continue to do very, very well. It is slowing a bit, but still over 60%. We have just about 60% of our 12 to 64-year-olds that have received one dose as of last week. And all of our residents 16 and older were at 65% initiation. So still looking very, very good with those numbers. And even though they are slowing, we continue to vaccinate people and continue to work very hard to make that as convenient and as possible, because you know there's many folks that need that still.
Right. And with that in mind, though, the mass vaccination site at EMU's Convocation Center is open part-time through the end of the month with all three vaccines available, but it will close at the end of June, correct?
Yeah. Well, my minor caveat there, at Eastern we use Pfizer. At the Convocation Center we use Pfizer. At our walk-ins at the health department, we have all three available.
Gotcha. County is going to be offering some free at-home tests for those who are unvaccinated in the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti areas, and that will allow for better tracking of who is vaccinated, who is not, and who is still potentially at risk for infection.
Yeah, so this is a home testing initiative, and it's really an initiative that's happening through some federal partners, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as some local partners. And the idea is to offer free, rapid, easy-to-get at-home testing for, and particularly for anyone who's not vaccinated or not fully vaccinated. So younger people who can't yet be vaccinated, someone who's not vaccinated, or for whom maybe there's still additional risk in terms of their occupation or their health. So these tests are available by mail order, or we will be making them available at the health department during our walk-in vaccination hours, as well as any of our community clinics that take place in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti.
Once again, we're talking with Susan Ringler-Soniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. Now, as part of the ongoing county vaccine outreach efforts, you've employed an RV that serves as a roving clinic to get into the areas where people may not have transportation or enough information on vaccines. Has it been going well to this point? Are people responding?
Yeah, you know, having this mobile clinic is something that has long been a dream for us at the health department. So it's very exciting to see it happen. And of course, its first mission is really to focus on that COVID vaccination and keep bringing that out into the community. So we've been having it out at events really every week, and we include those on our main vaccination site. As a couple things are happening as we move forward, as we get through more of this COVID vaccination outreach this month, next month we'll start to phase in some additional clinical services. But first and foremost, we're also looking for a name for our mobile clinic.
That's right. Somebody's going to win prizes for naming this thing.
Right. We have a form on our website where we're soliciting cool ideas for fun names for this clinic, and we'll be drawing basically randomly from those entries and giving away some T-shirts and some other cool prizes. So if you'd like to help us name our fun new mobile clinic, you can visit the webpage at washtenaw.org/health and find that form. And hopefully also see that RV out in action in the community.
So this will be a permanent part of the Washtenaw County Health Department moving forward. Do you envision a time in the not-so-distant future where more mobile clinics are purchased and put out into the community?
You know, at this point, probably we'll focus on this one, and it really is the most economical way for us to bring clinical services to areas of the county where we don't have a physical presence. So to be able to get out into our more rural areas or into areas that are, you know, more urban, but we know transportation is an issue, and bring those services like other vaccinations, our sexual health services, our lead testing. We'll really be focusing on making sure that we have good use of this one. And as we make that transition, I think that's a, you know, that's a great question to evaluate. Is there more need and enough uptake to justify an additional unit as we move forward?
Well, Susan, thank you so much for the time and the information today. I do appreciate it. And for anyone listening, if you'd like to get in and potentially name the Mobile Clinic RV from the Washtenaw County Health Department, visit our website. We'll take you right there with all the links you need. Again, thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you.
Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.